amazing si'ata d'shmaya. How is the shir is the question. All right, so here we go. So we are holding on Yud Gimel Amud Beis. Omar Mar, I would say it's about 23 lines down, to guess.
Oh, we're that far?
Yeah. Rabbi Yoishia Omar, Ad kan mitzvah kriya, mikan va'elach mitzvah kavana. So the Gemara is quoting a previous part of the Braisa, which says that until here, which is the end of the first perek, and the entire Ve'ohavta, you have to read it. Mikan va'elach, the second parsha, he holds has a mitzvah kavana, differently than we said before. So this Rabbi Yoishia held differently than the first one. He says the first parsha, you have to do kriya, the second parsha, you have to do kavana. So the Gemara says, the Gemara understands that the word kriya means reading it, kavana means thinking about it, kriya comes from the words v'dibarta bam, and kavana comes from the words al levavchem. So the Gemara is going to say, on each parsha you have the other one also. So maishna mikan ve'elach mitzvahs kavana, why do we say that the second parsha needs kavana? Because mishum dichsiv, because it says al levavchem, because it says al levavchem, which means you have to have it on your heart, which means you have to be thinking about it. Hachin, I mean, the first parsha also, it says haksiv al levavcha. The Gemara says, yes, of course, you're right. The first parsha also, you need kavana. Hachikamar, adkan mitzvahs kriya v'kavana. Until the end of the first parsha, you need both to read it and to be having kavana. Mikan ve'elach, from there on, from Vahayim Shemaya on to the end, is kavana beloi kriya. You just need to think about it, but you don't actually need to read it. So the Gemara now flips the question.
When it says you need kriya, what does it mean? You've got to say...
Just say the words.
How else would you just think about it?
Just think about it, yeah.
Just means think about the words.
Kavana means thinking about it, and kriya means reading it. So according to this Manda Omar, as of this point of the Gemara, and in fact the Gemara is going to stay with this, is that you do not need to read it, you just need to think about it. Or perhaps mouth the words, but you don't need to speak the words out. The Gemara says, "Maishna ad kan mitzvahs kriya v'kavana." So, similar question, the other way around. So why in the first parasha do you need kriya and kavana? Because it says, "Dichsiv al levavecha and v'dibarta bam." It also says the words ledaberbam in the second parasha. And the Gemara says that is not talking about the saying of the words of the Kriya Shema. Hahu bedivrei Torah ksiv. That is talking about divrei Torah. It's talking about a different mitzvah. It's not telling you that you have to read the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. It's bedivrei Torah ksiv. It is saying the words of Torah. Saying it's a mitzvah to talk in Torah. V'hachika Omar and Rachmana, and this is what the Torah is telling you at that point. Agmiru binaychu, teach your children Torah, ki heichi deligru subahu, so that they will be involved in learning Torah. That's how to translate those words of ledaber bam. To speak into them. But it wasn't saying that you should talk about Torah. Masha Einkein, in the first parasha, Vishinantam Levanecha Vidibartabam. Vishinantam Levanecha Vidibartabam. I guess because there it says Vahyu had Dvarim Ha'ela. Well, some of them is Dvarai Ela, Alvavchem. Vilimadatem Oisam Espenechem Ledaberbam, to speak in them. Okay, so the Gemara is explaining that Ledaberbam is referring to Tyra. Remember, there's a great question on this. Vishinantam Levanecha. Okay, I'll try to remember it after this, but it's a great question that the words just don't read. I'll try to remember, and there's a great part on it. Okay. Tan Rabban and Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. The Braisa says this is the pasuk of Shema Ad Kan Tzricha Kavana Salev. That's the only pasuk that requires Kavana Salev, and that's actually how we paskin. Divrei Rabbi Meir. These are the words of Rabbi Meir. Amar Rava, halacha k'Rabbi Meir, halacha follows Rabbi Meir. Tanya, a second brisa, sumchas omer, kol ha-ma'arich be'echad, whoever elongates the word be'echad as he says it, ma'arichin lo yamav u'shnaisav, they elongate his days in life. Amar of Acha bar Yaakov ubedalid. Let's clarify. That's in the dalid part of it. Now, you need a special bracha for these people because those people can get really annoying in shul. So you never know what the other people might do. So he has a special bracha. He's going to live a long life. Amar of Ashi ubelvad shelo yachta v'ches. Just because you want a marach dalid, don't skip out the ches. Ches has to be pronounced properly. Echad. And speak out the dalet. Of course, the Bach asks that how is it possible to the dalet is a sound, so it means the before the dalet, and according to some, it means even the thought process after the dalet. So you say echad, and then you could stay silent. That's also part of the dalet, according to some. You don't want to make it sound like it's not saying the word echad. Echad is also good, but once you lose it, then the Gemara is going to say, Rabbi Yirmiyah have a Yosef Kameder Rabbi Chibar Abba. Rabbi Yirmiyah was sitting in front of Rabbi Chibar Abba. Chazi, he saw that have a Ma'arech Tuvi. He saw that he was going way too long. There was no limit how long you could hold your breath for. Amalei Kevin de Amlechise. Lamala, once in your mind, you already were Mamlech Hashem. You made Hashem in your mind king on Lamailon, everything up, Lamata, everything down, La Abaruch HaShemayim, and all four, and all, in other words, Hashem is king over everything. That's what you should be thinking of when you say Echad, Hashem is only one, Sulay Tzvichas, you don't have to elongate anymore. There's no point in elongating anymore. So a person should be thinking, Kriya Shema, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, Hashem is completely in charge, He is the only power of anything in the Shemayim. If you want anything to happen, lamata, la'ar baruch ha'sa'olam, that's the thing, Hashem echad, there's nobody else on the planet. That's what you should be thinking about when you say the words echad. And during that time when you say echad, so it takes a bit of practice to be able to do it at the same time as you're saying the word echad, but it can come. And then you think about Hashem being the only one is a very, very calming experience, by the way. Because any time that you're nervous because you're not sure you're getting a job, you're not sure anything about anything. Shidduchim for kids, you know, getting your kids into seminary, getting your kids into college. It's a very calming experience to twice a day think there's absolutely no power in anybody else. No deen, no shidduch, no anything, no parking space. Everything is up to Hashem. And you visibly and noticeably can calm down after saying Shema. Because, of course, people get caught up in this world. And, hey, this guy does have the power. How am I going to, you know, make him change his mind and everything like that? No. Twice a day you think that there's absolutely no power in anybody else. And Hashem is going to make what he wants best to happen. So that's what you do during the word Echad. Hashem is king.
Not sitting back. You serve nefesh to put every effort forth to try and achieve something.
Yeah.
You have Emunah, the top one, Hashem. No. At the same time, you don't sit back and wait.
No, so nobody's saying to sit back and wait, but just be calm. Hashem is the only power that's to be.
Is the word a dalet is used as an abbreviation for Hashem? So then you read a post and you see the letter dalet.
Possibly, because it's the dalet ruch ha'sa'ilam. I'm not sure. I remember hearing why you use the word dalet for Hashem. Possibly, because it's a big dalet in Shema. I don't remember if that's the reason. Amrav Nasan bar Mar Ukva Amrav Yehuda al levavecha is ba'amida. When you say the word al levavecha, it means you have to be standing. And this doesn't mean standing, because or even like Beis Shammai, but it means that you have to have concentration with it. So even according to Beis Hillel, that says that you're allowed to work, and you're allowed to read, and you're allowed to walk, and do all these things, they're moida that you have to stand in one place, but you could be sitting also. The point is that you have to be concentrating during the words al levavecha. Al levavecha, specifically those words. Ela'ema ad al levavecha ba'amida. Until the words al levavecha, it means you need to be standing, meaning concentrating. Mikan ve'eloch, from then on, lo, you do not need to concentrate. Until the word, Rabbi Yechidin Amar, no, kol ha'parasha kula ba'amida. The entire first parasha needs to be done ba'amida. Va'az de Rabbi Yechidin le'tamein. Rabbi Yechidin goes according to his reasoning to Amar Rabbi Bar Bar Chana, Amar Rabbi Yechidin, halacha k'Rabbi Acha, sh'amar mishim Rabbi Huda. As it states, as Rabbi Yechidin said, the halacha is like Rav Acha, who said in the name of Rav Yehuda, top of this page, who said that only the first parasha needs the concentration.
And so according to Mary, it won't be the first
pasuk. Yes, and that's how we pass it, actually. You have to concentrate. If a person says Shema Yisrael without thinking it's possible he should say it again, But if he says Shema, if he says the whole first parashah, he doesn't have to be thinking of it half as a Shema
Lekecha. It seems like there's a letter
here.
Letter where?
The hey. Yeah, so we're gonna samech gimel gimel. No, I don't think we pass like that, so all right, let's quickly check it up. But yeah, I'm not I do not think we pass like that. Let's see really quickly. Samach gimel gimel. Hayah mahalach b'derech v'rotz likoris krisha matzarech la'amar v'pasa krisha. No, it's that's the pasa krisha. Okay, it's probably from that's the first example of tzarech la'amoid. So he wanted to, but yeah, we pass in only the first pasuk. Amar of Nasan by Mar Ukva, Amar of Yehuda, Al Levavecha, Ba'amid. We just read that. Yeah, Tanur Banan. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Zu Kriya Shema Shel Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. Just that pasuk, that was the Kriya Shema of Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. Amar Le Rav Le Rabbi Chia. Loicha Zina Le Rebbe De Mekabel Ale Hamalchus Shemaim. I never saw Rebbe, who's Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, that he never says Shema. Amar Le Bar Pachti, which is an expression of like honored one. It's like the son of Gedolim Rashi says elsewhere. B'shas Shemaver Yodav Al Panav Mekabel Lev Ol Malchus Shemaim. You know when Rebbe goes like this during Shir, and he's covering his mouth, he's saying Shema at that point. And he's just saying the word Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. That's what he does during Shir. You think he's thinking about Shir? A kid asks a question in Shir, so he's like, ah, good question. He thinks there for a minute. You think he's thinking about the question? He was saying Shema. He's just giving the kid time to think about the question. So the Gemara says, Chayzer v'gaimra or Einu Chayzer v'gaimra. After Shir, did he finish the Kriya Shema or not? Bar Kafra Amar Einu Chayzer v'gaimra. He does not go over it and finish it. And Reb Shimon Barebi, Reb Shimon the Great One, Omer Chayzer v'gaimra. He does go over it and finish it. Amalei Bar Kafra the Rabbi Shimon Barebi. Bar Kafra said to Rabbi Shimon Barebi, Bishlama Ledidi, according to me, the Amina Einu Chayzer v'gaimra, that I hold that Rabbi never finished Kriya Shema. He just, because that was his time for Shir. That's why, if you notice, Rabbi Shiurim always had something to do with Yetzias Mitzrayim. Every Shir he used to say, and that's Pshat and Yetzias Mitzrayim, and everybody's always like, oh, you said that already. So Ela L'didach, but according to you, the Amrit Chayzer v'gaimra, who says that he completed Kriya Shema after Shir, anyways, Lamele L'adure, why does he always talk about Yetzias Mitzrayim? So the Gemara says, Kedei lahazkir Yetzias Mitzrayim bezmana. He does it on purpose, so that he should, because you're right, after Shir he finishes it, but after Shir is already in the afternoon. He wanted to finish Kriya Shema Bizma. He wanted to say the parsha Yetzias Mitzrayim Bizman at the proper time. Amar of Ilah, Breder of Shmuel, Bar Marta, Mishmei Durav. Amar Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, V'ne'enas. If a person says Shema Yisrael, and he, V'ne'enas, B'sheina, and he's just so tired, he falls asleep, Yatza, he's Yaitza. This following Gemara, I'm assuming, is referring to Ma'ariv. And we see from here that the Gemara is going according to the opinion that Ma'ariv is a Roshos. Ma'ariv, you do not need to daven Ma'ariv. It is a good idea to daven Ma'ariv, but it's not a need. But you still have to say Kriya Shema. So the Gemara says, so long as you said that first pasuk, your yaitza, go to sleep.
The previous machlokas was about when the mitzvah of Yetzias Mitzrayim is. It was just in the morning or all day. Is that the machlokas?
No, I don't think so. I think he asked. I don't think so. I think it could be.
He was not the mitzvah of Yetzias Mitzrayim.
According to both, he was. According to Lemaisa, at the end of the day, he said it. Lemaisa, at the end of the day, he said it. You have to know why. Why this first Manda Omar didn't have this Mana factor. I mean, it's very possible that... it could be that... There is a question of Mehech Tesu that there's Yitz Mitzrayim has to be this Mana, Bechlal. I mean, they were kaveh during Kriya Shema, but who says it has to be bizmana? In fact, could be it's even part of the. The Gemara is going to say, okay, so long as you mention Yetzias Mitzrayim, so mechitesi you have to do it specifically in the morning during this man of Kriya Shema. Ma'aseh we paskin lechatchila, you should say during this man of Kriya Shema. For example, if a person is. I don't know if this is true or not, but I would assume that this should be true. If a person is, let's say, sometimes, you know, you're really battling time. You get up Shabbos morning, and Zman Kriya Shema is 8:17, and you look at your clock, it's 8:16. So for sure, before you get out of bed, before you wash Negel Vasser, before you say anything, you quickly say the word Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Wipe your hands on the pillow while you're still lying down. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Then what you should do is perhaps read the first Ve'ahavta, skip Vayayim Shemaya, and go to Vayayimer. So you should get Zman, you should get Yitzias Mitzrayim during the Zman Kriya Shema. That I remember learning from the Sugya. So what is Reb Meir? That would be, because Vayayim Shema is the Rabbanan, and Vayayimer could be Diraisa, if it's Taka true, there has to be Bismana. Yes, I'm not sure why the first Mandar didn't have that.
No, that's the Rabbanan they say.
Specifically in the morning. Yeah, but there's in the Zmana, is there a Rabbanan?
The fact that you have to say it in Shema is...
I know, that's true. You don't have to say. You don't even have to say the whole Vayomer. Just say Lamayim to say that last. But to say Kriya, to say Yitzias Mitzrayim.
No, to say Yitzias Mitzrayim is the right, but to say so, in Shema.
I know that's what I'm saying. So skip. That's what I'm saying. So if you have, but they were kaveya it in that time period. That I'm not sure. That I remember seeing that as the Ariza, and Mamela. That's what I'm saying. Skip if you're it's 8:17. So skip the Vahayam Shemaya.
They even got under the notes here. The Chachamim decreed that the Exodus be mentioned at the time of the Shema recital, even though a mention at any time of the entire day is valid.
So what was the Bismana? So that's Taka the Machlekas, whether or not they worried about it? That's the Machlekas?
You know, when they're known on today, the Haskins is Mitzrayim Bismana, is that, you know, they decreed that it should be done at the time of Shema.
Right.
It could be done any time.
So what was their decree? Their decree is what?
They decree that Exodus be mentioned.
So is that so? Rabbi Reich is asking, was that the machlekas between Rabbi Shmuel Bar Marta and if it's possible that was the machlekas, that the other man d'amar didn't hold of it at all? That's didn't hold of the shagas area, maybe. Okay, good. That would be the best. Then we have a good explanation of the machlekas. The second Mandar Amar held that they had a specific time, and the first Mandar Amar did not hold that. That would be the best. That would be the best. That would make our understanding of Gemara the best. Okay, that's what he was. That's what Nair was trying to say. Okay, Amar Le Rav Nachman LeDoru Avdei. Rav Nachman said to Doru his slave, "Bepsuka Kaman, the first pasuk Tzaron, wake me up." And make sure I'm up. Tvei, more than the first pasuk. If you see that I'm dozing, loy tzaron, let me be. Amalei Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef, bray the rabba. Rabbi Yosef said to another Rabbi Yosef, this one the son of Rabba, Avuch, your father, Rabba, hechi havi avid. What did he used to do when he was tired? Amalei bepsuka kama havi kamit tzaron nafshe. The first pasuk used to really try hard to stay up. Tvei loyvi mitzaron nafshe. More than this, he would not try to stay up. And we're thinking, how hard is it to say just one pasuk? Lamaisa. We're talking about the Amoraim here, who used every ounce of strength for Hashem. It said one time the Chazanish was found lying on the floor, and he was sleeping. So they asked him, "What's going on?" So he says, "I calculate how much strength I have in order to, and I used until the very last ounce of my strength, and I calculated that I had to get a sefer from the thing over there. So I walked there thinking that I had enough strength to get back. Oh, I miscalculated, so I fell asleep on the way back. But so this is mitzar nafshe. They used every ounce of strength. So sometimes it's not like, okay, I'm going to sleep at 11:20, so I'm going to sleep at 11:20, and now I have to stay up to 11:21. That's not so hard. You're right. But sometimes they mamash used every ounce. Amar Yosef, Parakton lo yikra Kriya Shema. A person is not allowed to say Kriya Shema lying flat on his back. The Gemara says, Mikra hu delay liku, you're not allowed to read Kriya Shema, but you're allowed to go to sleep like that? Hamikna, but sleeping, sha'aper dami. It's permitted. It's not permitted to sleep flat on one's back. Vaha Rabbi Yishmuel, Rabbi Yishuel ben Levi, liet, Rabbi Yishuel ben Levi cursed, a man degoni aparakit, somebody who goes to sleep on parakit, on his back.
Is that going to sleep, or let's say just lying down?
I'm not going to sleep for a minute. the reason why you're not allowed to do it is the see Rashi. Rashi says Shema Yiskasha Evarai B'Teich Shinasai. Perhaps he will, you know, during his sleep, he will, you know, have an erection. V'Nira L'Rabim V'Hu Derech Kinayin. It will be embarrassing. That's the reason why. So it's mashma that during, if you're in control of yourself, or if you notice something happening, you'll just flip over, and it won't be a Kinayin. So then it's not a problem. That's as far as I understand. The Gemara over here, though, is talking about being awake. And the Gemara is saying that you can't do it that way. So that makes me think that it's even when you're awake, because maybe I'm... What's the Gemara's question? I can't sleep like that. Who's talking about sleeping? I'm on my back because I'm having a nice stare at the ceiling. And I want to say Kriya Shema. So from this Gemara, it makes me think that it's a bit, even when you're awake. However, from the reasoning of the Gemara, it sounds like, from the reasoning of Rashi, it sounds like Davka when you're sleeping.
Is it preferable not to, or is it
Asa? No, this, I mean, when you're sleeping, it sounds like it's Asa.
I was talking about, like, you know, saying Shema, because, like, say somebody has, you know, bad.
Oh, so the Gemara is going to say, the Gemara... Well, so let's see. The Gemara says, Amri, migna ki matzli shapir dami. To sleep, even if you're leaning over a drop, ki matzli, if your matzli is like slightly bent. So even if you're leaning over a drop, that's already permitted. Mikra, however, reading it, avagav de matzli nami asr, even if you're leaning a drop over, it is nevertheless still asr. Aye, the Gemara asks, Rabbi Yochanan matzli v'kar Rabbi Yochanan used to lean over a drop and read Kriya Shema like that. The Gemara says, Shain Rabbi Yochanan de ba'al basr havi. Rabbi Yochanan is different because he was very heavy and it was impossible for him to do anything more than that.
Was he considered one of the most handsome people?
Handsome does not necessarily mean thin.
That's
but yeah. Right. Also, it means his face. It means like he had a handsome face. Okay. So with regards, did they speak out anything about that on the bottom over there with regards to sleeping on the back? Whether or not it's Davka. There was a big machlekes, by the way, what it means peraktan. Rabbeinu Tam learns that it means on the front. But we go with most Rishonim learn that it means on the back. The Shulchan Aruch brings down both days. You should read it when you're on your side. You should lean over a drop. Okay, the Gemara now continues with the opinion of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir said that it is permitted to respond to Shoyel Mepneha, Beprakim Shoyel Mepneha covered, Ube, let's see actually, Beprakim Rabbi Meir said Shoyel Mepneha covered, Umeshiv, and Beemts in the middle of the Pasuk, then you're only Shoyel Mepneha Yira. And then it says umeshiv. And the Gemara says, what does it mean that you respond? Probably responding is a lot lesser of a level than initiating the hello. So if it says shoyel, if you're allowed to initiate mipnei hakavod, so then responding is probably even less than covered. So meshiv machmas mai, what are you allowed to respond for? If somebody comes over to you and says, hi, good morning, you're allowed to respond be'emta ha'per, be'en ha'prakim, mipnei ha'kovid. So if you're allowed to initiate mipnei ha'kovid, meshiv machmas mai, what are you allowed to respond to? Ilei mipnei ha'kovid, if you say that you're allowed to respond only to somebody that you have to honor. So, questions to Gemara. Hashda mish al sho'il, if you're allowed to initiate a hello to somebody you have to honor, then certainly you're allowed to respond to a hello. Ahadure mi boy, to respond mi boy, must we say in the Mishnah that you're allowed to do? So, from the fact that Rabbi Meir says, and you're allowed to respond, obviously he's telling you a chiddush, that responding must be even to a person of a lesser stature. El shoyel mepnei hakavod, rather, initiating a hello is to somebody who you have to honor, umeshiv shalom, and you could respond to a lower level, l'chol adam, to anybody. The Gemara says, let's look at the Seifa. Eme Seifa Ube Emtza. During the actual Prakim of Kriyashi, you're in the middle of the words, Allah Vavecha, suddenly somebody comes over to you. Shoyel Mepnei HaYira. You're allowed to initiate a hello to somebody that you have to fear. And we explained in the Mishnah, it means a crime boss, somebody who has the power of life and death in his hands. And you're allowed to respond. Who are you allowed to respond to? Meshiv machmas mai. Who are you allowed to respond to? Ilema mepnei hayira. If you say it's if from somebody that you have to fear, well, that can't be because hashda mishal shoil. Now that the halach is that you're allowed to initiate a hello, ahaduri responding mi boy must we speak out in the Mishnah that it's permitted? Of course you can. If you're allowed to initiate, certainly you can respond. Ella mepnei hakavod. It must be that the lower level, which is you're allowed to respond to somebody who you have to honor. Well, in that case, questions the Gemara. This is the exact same opinion as Rabbi Yehuda. Hainu de Rabbi Yehuda. Ditnan Rabbi Yehuda Amar be'emtza shoyel, in the middle of a perek shoyel mepnei hayira, you're allowed to initiate a hello to somebody you have to fear. Umeshiv, and you can respond to even somebody that you only have to honor, mepnei hakavod. Ubeprakim, in between the prakim, you're allowed to initiate a shoyel mepnei hakavod in for somebody you have to honor. Umeshiv shalom, and you can respond to l'chol adam, to anybody. The Gemara says, Chasuri mechzor v'achi katana. You're right, our Mishnah is missing some words. And this is what the Mishnah means to say in Rabbi Meir's opinion. B'prakim, shoyel mepnei hakavod. In between the prakim, you're in between the breaks, between v'ahavta and v'hayam shemaya, you're allowed to initiate the hello mepnei hakavod to somebody that you have to honor. And here's the words that we're missing. V'ein tzarich lemar, and certainly shehu meshiv, that you're allowed to respond to somebody like that. So the words and certainly were missing. Your question was that, well, why do you have to tell it to us? You're right, we don't. That's what it means. And certainly like that. And in the middle of a parak, you're allowed to respond, you're allowed to initiate to somebody who you have to fear, and certainly to respond. And certainly you could respond to that. But you are not allowed to respond even to somebody who you have to honor. So that's the machlekes. The responding of somebody you have to honor during the Kriyas Shema Asar, and the responding of anybody during in between the prakim is Asar. Divrei Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda Amar no, be'emtza shoyel mepnei hayira, in middle of a perek you're allowed to initiate a hello to somebody you have to fear, and you can respond even to somebody who have to honor, which Rabbi Meir argued on. U'meishiv mepnei hakavod, u'beprakim, and in between the prakim shoyel mepnei hakavod, you can initiate a hello to somebody you have to honor. U'meishiv, and you can respond to somebody shalom l'chal adam. To Meshiv of Shalom, you can respond with to Shalom to anybody. Tani Nami Hacha, we have a Brisa that explains the mission like this as well, that it was really missing those words, and certainly. Hakaira Ishma, a person is in the middle of reading the Kriya Shema, Upaga by Rabbi, a Godel Hemenu, and one's Rebbe or somebody who's greater than him is, he meets him. Beprakim Shoyel Mepnei HaKavod, during the, in between the Prakim, you're allowed to initiate a hello if you have to honor him. And certainly you can respond if he starts. And in the middle of the prakim is shoyel mepnei hayira. You're allowed to shoyel. You can respond. You can initiate a hello to somebody who you fear. And certainly to somebody who you. And certainly you can respond to that. By the way, this is a raya to the Rashba. Because it doesn't say to a crime boss. It says, Upaga by Rabbi. And your Rebbe meets you. That's a riot to the Rashba's explanation, not the Rashi.
I have a question. Well,
let's just finish the Brisa. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer. Rabbi Yehuda says, Be'emtza, in middle, Shoyel Mepnei Hayira. You're allowed to respond. You're allowed to initiate it to somebody whom you fear. Umeshiv, and he's more lenient over here. You can respond to your Rebbe, or to somebody who you have to honor. Mepnei Hakavod, let's say the local Shoyel Umeshiv or whatever. Ubeprakim, and in between the prakim, you can initiate to the local Shoyel Umeshiv, Shoyel Mepnei Hakavod, Umeshiv Shalom Lechal Adam, and you can respond to everybody. By the way, Halacha Lamaisa, we paskin that it's you could definitely do your best to avoid all sorts of conversation during Kriya Shema, and you shouldn't be initiating conversation even if your Rebbe comes in. Nowadays, we sort of understand that the person's in the middle of Kriya Shema, and this heter should be rarely used. Okay, Vaiter, what was your question?
The question is,
we should be able to respond to anybody because Avraham Avinu responded to Avodah Zarah. So what people he thought were Avodah
Zarah. That wasn't responding. That was Hachnasas Arachim.
Okay, so he's doing a mitzvah.
That's Hachnasas Arachim.
Are you saying it's only Hachnasas Arachim?
Yes. He's
doing any mitzvah. Would be
no, it's a Gemara learns that from that. Hachnasas Arachim.
It just happens to be Hachnasas
Arachim. No, sure not. No, no, it's Dafka Hachnasas Arachim.
According to this Gemara, he can respond to... to other people, if he's communicating with
them. But we don't see anything from this Gemara, from that Gemara. One's interrupting Shema to Esri Fachnasus Archim. One is interrupting Shema for Meshiv L'Chalor. Nothing to do with each other.
Higher level than Shema.
So what do you want to learn?
What I'm saying is that in Shema, it shouldn't be any lesser than Avraham Avinu. You should be able to respond.
To what?
To hello.
That's Hachnasus Archim. We don't see anything from that. That's Hachnasus Archim. The Maisa, what would be, you can ask a question, but it's not for now. What would be if you're in the middle of Shemina Esrei in your house, and you're expecting guests, and then the doorbell rings? Are you allowed to interrupt? Rabbi Shlomo Zalman discusses that. Why not? That's a good question.
That's between you and... you're asking God for specific benefits for yourself.
That is that's what Avraham Avinu was doing, though. He was in the middle of talking to Hashem. Okay, it's not for now. Bo minei achi tana, bo minei achi, the achi is a name. Tana de be Rabbi Chia, who learned in the yeshiva Rabbi Chia, me Rabbi Chia, from Rabbi Chia. Behalal uve Megillah mahu sheyafsik. During halal and Megillah, what's the halacha? Are you allowed to interrupt? Do we say it's probably mi amrinan kavu chaymer? What's the bach do? Mi amrinan kavu chaymer. Do we say Kriya Shema, which is diaraisa? The halacha is we just saw that you're allowed to interrupt paisik and halal, which is only derabanan. Mi boy, certainly you're allowed to interrupt. Oidoma, do we say persume nisa adif? Do we say that it's the concept of persume nisa when we're being mefaris in the neis? We say adif is more important than you should not interrupt in the middle of halal. Again, it's a proof 100% that we're not talking about sakanas nefashas here. Amalei Paisik, you should interrupt. Vein bekachklum, don't worry about it. That's what Rav Chia answered. Sometimes during the Megillah you could be Paisik, but then you have to hear the Megillah again. I remember once I was by a Megillah and somebody yelled out, somebody fainted, so somebody yelled out Hatzala. And then he left the Megillah because he interrupted the Megillah. So it's very nice that he said Hatzala, but he has to go listen to the Megillah again. Amar Rabba, Yamim Shahayachid Gomer Bohen Esa Halal. Rabba argues, he says, on the days that a Yachid is saying the whole Halal, that it's, in other words, it's a Chiyuv for everybody to say the Halal, so then, Bein Perek LePerek Paisik. In between each Prakim, you're allowed to interrupt. By the way, this is also very Nogeya Halachas. For when do you answer Yehishmei Rabbah? Sometimes a person is in the middle of Halal and he hears Yehishmei Rabbah. Should he answer or not? So, Bein Perek LePerek, we say answer Paisik. Be'emta HaPerek, but during, in middle of a Perek, Einoi Paisik. Now, if I remember correctly, for Yehishmei Rabbah specifically, you're Paisik no matter where. But this is Nogeya for that parsha as well. The Yamim She'eni Yachid Gomer Ben is Albat. If you're on days that there's no Chiyuv to say the Halal, so then Afilu Be'emta Perek Paisik, you're allowed to interrupt even in the middle of a Perek. The Gemara says, Eini, is this true? V'harav Bar Shiva, Rav, the son of Shiva, not the regular Rav, Ikla Legabe de Ravina, he was visiting Ravina. It was a regular day. The Yamim, like, must have been Rosh Chodesh. Yamim She'eni Yachid Gomer is a Halal. It was a day that we did not complete the Halal. V'loi Pasikle, and Ravina did not greet him. So we see you cannot interrupt on such a day. The Gemara says, "Shiny Rabbi Shiva, Delei Chashiv Aled Ravina." That's because Ravina didn't want to say hi to him, not because you're not allowed to. He didn't feel the need to give him any cover. Boy Minei Ashian questions Ashian a name. Tana Debei Rabbi Ami, who learned in the yeshiva of Ami, May Rabbi Ami from Rabbi Ami, Hashori Betainus, somebody who's fasting. Mahu Sheyitoim. What's the halacha? Are you allowed to taste something or not? When a person is mekabel upon himself a tainus, is he saying he's not going to eat and drink? And he's not eating or drinking, he's tasting. Oidelma, try that on your right. I told you nothing. I didn't eat it. I tasted it. Oidelma, hana kabalala. Or were you mekabel upon yourself? Hana. And vahaika. And lamaisa, you do have hana. Amarle toyim ve'in bekaklum. You can taste and there is no problem with this. And that's halacha lamaisa actually. But there's a machlekes whether or not, when we say toim over here, do we mean even swallowing it or not? Some say this means even swallowing it.
Are we talking about any tainus, even Yom Kippur?
No. Not even Yom Kippur.
We're talking about tainus derabbanan.
We're talking about tainus derabbanan, yeah. But even still, some say you have to spit it out. It means putting it in your mouth, tasting it, and spitting it out. So it's not clear from the Gemara which ones it means. It's a machlokes. Yeah, it's 100%.
What about smelling on your spices or something? You're allowed to do that.
But yeah, you could do that.
You're just getting benefit from it, don't you?
No, that's a whole different type of hana. So, you let it get hana on Yom Kippur. It's not just about hana. Yeah, but it's hana of tasting.
Well, I know you're not supposed to get hana.
Yeah, but
shoes and stuff like that.
Yeah, but it's specifically ones that are mentioned. But I will tell you that. Tani Nami Hachi, Meta'emes Einatun a bracha. Somebody who goes ahead and tastes it, you don't even need a bracha. If you go ahead and you're doing it just to taste, you don't need a bracha. According to those opinions that say even when you swallow it, you don't need a bracha. And therefore, we paskin, Sofek Darabanan Lakula, that if a person is literally only going to taste it, he's tasting a little bit of soup to see if it has salt, he doesn't say a bracha. That's the Mishnah Berurah says. So Mishnah Berurah says, since it's hard to know whether or not you're really doing it just to taste, or you're also doing it for hana because you're hungry, whatever. So then he says it's best to think specifically, I am doing it for hana and to say a bracha. But if you don't do it, then you taka, don't say a bracha. I wanted to learn from there that we see from there that if you're eating it, not because you're eating it, but because you just want to do something else, you don't need a bracha. So if a person has, let's say, chocolate on his hands and he's doing it just to lick his fingers clean, really he's not eating chocolate, but he's licking his fingers clean, then he shouldn't say a bracha either. I'm not doing it because I'm eating. I'm doing it because I'm licking my fingers clean.
What about if you try to use that theory with Basar Bakala?
Well, no, because I'm saying, yeah.
It's not eating.
The Avar Asur, it could be there's a problem with ingesting it. I mean, if it's less than a shear, then it might not be the Raisa, but
I think there's one grape left. I just don't want to throw it out, but I don't really want to eat it.
There, you're eating it because, for example, if you were cleaning up your kid's Legos, you'd be like, I don't want to throw this out. There's only one Lego left. So you're not going to eat it. There, you're eating it because, I don't know, yesh lain, maybe. V'hasharoi b'tainas, somebody who's in the middle of tainas, toyem v'ein b'kach klum. He's allowed to taste, and there's no problem. Ad kama, Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Asi, Ta'ami, Ad Shi'ur, Rabbi Yasa, until a Shi'ur of Revius. He's allowed to taste until a Shi'ur of Revius. And again, I'm telling you, this is Machlokes, Magen Avraham, I don't remember who is the second man, whether or not you're even allowed to swallow it.
Revius is usually with a liquid.
Yeah, yeah.
So, what about a solid?
Can
you still measure as if it was a liquid? Usually with a solid, you say a kazayas.
Yeah, right. It's a good question. And why do we automatically go to liquids? Yeah, I'm not sure. It's a good question. Why dafka solids? Why dafka is it giving such a shear? Should have said ad kazaysa. Yeah, I don't know. I have to start bringing in my masifta gemara. So today was a whole bunch of good questions. All right, I'm a Rav Kalhan. I'm not sure. I don't know. Do they say anything on the bottom there? No. Okay.
No, I don't see
anything. All right, it's an interesting question. I'm a Rav Kalhan. Noisin Shalom lechavei rekidim sheyispalal kiilu asoy bama. Whoever says hello to his friend before he davens, it is as if he made a bama, and in a non-permissible bama, a place to sacrifice to Hashem, but in a non-permissible fashion. Shenemar chidu lochem min ha'adam asher neshama be'apai ki bameh, that's the way nechashev, avoid these people, asher neshama be'apai, these humans, asher neshama be'apai ki, what are they worth? Bameh nechashev. Al tikre bameh, don't say what are they worth, ela bama nechashev, they are considered like a bama. So if you go to people and you give them honor by saying hello to them before you say hello to Hashem, that is a bad thing. Shmuel Amar, you could even read it, Bameh. Bameh chishav te lezev, loy le'eloika. What are you giving this person honor and not to Hashem? Most of Rav Sheshes beprakim, Rav Sheshes says, aye, it says beprakim, it's beprakim during the middle of Kriyat Shema, shoyel mepnei hakavod, you're allowed to initiate a hello to somebody you have to honor, umeshev, and you could even respond. So we see you are allowed to say hello. Kriyat Shema comes before davening. And Targumah Rabbi Amma b'mashkim lepiskay. This that it's usher is only where you go out of your way to say hello. But if he comes next to you, then you're allowed to say something. And that's Taka how we paskin. A person should not go out of his way to say a person should take and not go out of his way to say hello to somebody in the morning. If, anyways, they meet each other in the hallway or whatever, then you're allowed to say hello. Even then, the Shulchan Aruch says that a person shouldn't use the regular Shalom Aleichem. He should say good morning. So nowadays that everybody says good morning, Yesh La'ayin, maybe you should say something to drop off. But Yesh La'ayin about that. That's maybe making a new chumrah. But Al Kapanim, Shalom Aleichem should be avoided. Amar Rav Yidi Bar Oven. Again, according to the Gemara, not it's the Shulchan Aruch adds that on. But Amar Rav Yidi Bar Oven, Amar Rav Yitzchak Bar Ashiyan, also the Adam La'asus Chafetzav Koydim Sheispalos. It's prohibited for a person to do his own needs before he davens. Shenemar Tzedek Lefanav Yahalech. Tzedek Lefanav Yahalech. You should go making tzedek first, which means davening. The Yosim LeDerech Pa'amav, and then you could put your palm of your footsteps on the way. Meaning, first take care of Hashem, and then do business. There's a shaila, exactly at what point. So you're allowed to put laundry in the machine? Yeah, something minor like that, like putting on a machine is fine. But something like, you know, doing your business and everything like that, that should be done afterwards. Whoever davens and then afterwards goes on the way, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oysel Lechafetzav, Hashem will do his work for him. Shenemar Tzedek Lefanav Yahalech, V'yosem L'Derech Bavav, and then he's reading it, Hashem will put your feet on the way. So Hashem is going to get your stuff done. Amr of Yaina, Amr of Zera, call Halon. Shiv as Yaman Balei Chalom. Whoever sleeps 7 days without a dream, Nikora, he's called bad. Shenemar, it says Vesava, Yolin Bal Yipaked Ra. So he's dashing it as follows. Altikre Sava Ela Sheva. Read it seven. So somebody who sleeps seven, Yolin, he sleeps, Bal Yipaked, without getting invested with a dream, is Ra, is bad. That's the way he's reading it. He says differently. He touches the pasuk as follows. Whoever fills himself up and satisfies himself with divrei Torah, v'lan, and then he goes to sleep, they do not give him bad tidings. Shenemar v'seva, v'sava, somebody who fills himself up, yolin, he'll sleep, bal yipakedra. He will not be given bad. That's the way he touches that pasuk. So the question is where to put the commas. Bal yipakad, someone who doesn't get this dream is ra, or bal yipakad ra, he will not get bad tidings. Al kol panim, most people have dreams, but they forget it very soon after, so you don't have to worry if you don't remember a dream in the last 7 days. Possibly when you woke up, you remembered it. Eluhain Bain Haprakim. The following is considered Bain Haprakim. Amar Rabbi Avahu, Amar Rabbi Yechanan, Halacha Karabi Yehuda, the Amar, the Halacha follows Rabbi Yehuda, that says, the Amar Ben Elokechem Le'emes V'yatzev Lo'yafsik. Between Hashem Elokechem and the word Emes V'yatzev, you shouldn't make a hefsik, which is why we don't, which is why we say Hashem Elokechem Emes. Amar Rabbi Avahu, Amar Rabbi Yechanan, my time with Rabbi Yehuda, what is the reasoning of Rabbi Yehuda? Because it says in the Pasuk, V'Hashem Elokim Emes. It says in Mefurish Pasuk, this is a Pasuk in Yirmiyah, V'Hashem Elokim Emes, Hu Elokim Chaim U'Melech Olam. So this is a, therefore when we say the word Hashem Elokim, we also say the word Emes tagged onto it. And the Gemara asks, must you say Emes again when you start Emes V'Yatzev or not? Chayzer V'Aymer Emes or Eina Chayzer V'Aymer Emes? Amachleikas. Amar Rabbi Yavoh, Amar Rabbi Yechanan, yes, Chayzer V'Aymer Emes, you do say Emes again. And Rava says, no, Eina Chayzer V'Aymer Emes, you do not say it again. Hahu, there was a certain person, Denachas Kameh to Rabbah, who just said no. He came in front of Rabbah, and he was davening. He was davening for the Amud. And Shamei Rabbah, Rabbah heard him say Emes twice. The Amar Emes, Emes, Trey Zimni. He said Emes, Emes twice. Amar Rabbah, call Emes, Emes, Tapsi Lahai. I would take out that word, call. Did I take it out? They say I in the Rishash on this word, call. But the word Emes, Emes, Tapsi Lahai. This person is like having a stutter on the word Emes. He keeps repeating the word emes. In other words, he was commenting, don't think I paskin like this. If I didn't say anything, then you'd think that I agreed to him. I don't agree to him. You should not be saying emes twice. So this guy's a stuttering. He commented like that just to make sure that people knew that he wasn't masking to it. Amar of Yosef, Kama Ma'alya Hashmaita. Rabbi Yosef commented, look how great this following halacha is. The Chiasar of Shmuel Bar Yehuda, Omar, the following halacha, look how great this following halacha is, that when Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yehuda came, he said, Amri b'marava, they said in Eretz Yisrael, Arvis Dabra El Bnei Yisrael, during Ma'ariv, they said the following thing. They skipped out most of the third paragraph of Shema. They didn't say the third paragraph of Shema. They only said Dabra El Bnei Yisrael Va'amarta Aleihem, and then they skipped to Ani Hashem Elokeichem Emes. That's the only parts of it that they said. So, why? Because they said Ani Hashem Elokeichem Asher Yetzeisi Etzchem Me'eretz Mitzrayim, probably. Actually, 1 second. No, I'm just wondering. The Gemara is going to. It's not the first Ani Hashem Elokeichem, it's the second Ani Hashem Elokeichem. So I'm just wondering why they had to. Why he has to say it at all? I thought it's because he wanted to say the parsha of Ani Hashem Elokeichem Asher Hetzeisi Etzchem Me'eretz Mitzrayim. They wanted to say that part. But it's not like that, because I see on the side over here, they bring down from the Rashba that how are you allowed to split up a pasuk like that? Okay, but either or, this is what they used to say in Eretz Yisrael. They skipped out the whole part. Now, I understand why they skipped out the first part, Parsha Tzitzis, because you don't say Tzitzis by night. We paskin that Tzitzis is Lavzman, Lila is Lavzman Tzitzis, so you don't say Tzitzis by night. So I can understand why they skipped out the first part, the Tzitzis part. And once they skip that, the tzitzis part, they're skipping out all the middle part. But I would have assumed that they say the Ani Hashem Elokeichem part, which Asher Hetzeisi Etzchem Me'eretz Mitzrayim Liyos Lachem Elokim, Ani Hashem Elokeichem MS. But I'm not sure anymore if that's the Ani Hashem Elokeichem that they started with. So Amalei Abaya, Abaya says a different question. Maimal Yusa, what's the greatness about it? V'hamar of Kahana Amarav Lo Yaschel, a person shouldn't start the parasha, but if he started it, Goymer, V'im Hischel Goymer. You don't have to start Vayomer by Ma'ariv at all. But if you did start, then you have to finish it. And if you say that Vayidaber Hashem Amoshe Lemor is not, Vayomer Hashem Amoshe Lemor is not starting, V'chitem of Amarta Aleihem Lo Yaveh HaAschola, and this that they got to V'amarta Aleihem, and then they skip the rest, that's not called starting, it's just a pasuk in the middle of nowhere. But V'hamar Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yitzchak Amarav, that I agree to you from the first part, Dabar Al B'nei Yisrael is Lo Yaveh HaAschola, that's not considered starting. But once you get to the words V'amarta Aleihem, that's already considered starting, Haveh HaAschola. So therefore, once you start, how could you say that it's a good thing that they're doing? Once you started, you got to finish. Amara Papa, that's what they argue on. They hold that the words of Amara Talayim is still not considered starting. To start in Amara to say Vayomer Hashem Amoshe, and to say Lemor Dabar El Bnei Yisrael V'amarta Aleihem, that's not considered. If you started V'asu Aleihem Tzitzis, then you got to finish the whole thing. So they said Dabar El Bnei Yisrael V'amarta Aleihem. Ani Hashem Elokeichem Asher Hetzeisi Etzchem, or Ani Hashem Elokeichem Emes. So, Ad Amri V'asu Lehem Tzitzis. So until you say V'asu Lehem Tzitzis, that is what is considered starting. So Abaya says, comments, Am Abaya, Hilkach, Anan, we, at Chuli Matzchilinan, we should start it. We should start it because that's what they started in Eretz Yisrael. But once we say the words of Amarta Aleihem, we paskin that that's considered starting, so we read the whole thing. We should start it because they started it in Eretz Yisrael. However, once we start it, we have to finish it. Because we pass like Rav, Kahana, Amarav, the Amarav, Kahana, Amarav, Lo Yatchel, a person shouldn't start. And if you start it, you have to finish it. And we hold that's considered starting. Chia Barav, Amar, Chia Barav says, you should say, Ani Hashem Elokeichem Tzorech Loimar. You have to say the words Ani Hashem Elokeichem, but Emes Loi Amar. You don't have to say Emes by night. I'm reading this wrong. Ani Hashem Elokeichem Tzorech Loimar. Amar Ani Hashem Elokeichem. If you say the words Ani Hashem Elokeichem, I read that wrong. Tzorech Loimar Emes. Then you have to say Emes. Loi Amar Ani Hashem Elokeichem. If you didn't say the words Ani Hashem Elokeichem, ain't it Tzorech Loimar Emes? You do not need to say the words Emes, you don't need to say the whole bracha of Emes Ve'amuna. The Gemara says, V'ha bo'il ad kuri Yitzias Mitzrayim. But don't you have to mention Yitzias Mitzrayim? By night? Like we saw in our Mishnah? In the previous, last Mishnah of the first paragraph, the Gemara says, "Da Amar Hachi." It's talking about where you say a different bracha. You say, "Moedem Anachnu Lecha Hashem Alekenu." Hashem, I thank you. Shait say, "Sanu Me'eretz Mitzrayim." You took us out of Mitzrayim. Upetisanu Me'beis Avadim. You redeemed us from the Beis Avadim. Va'asisalanu Nisim Ugvuras Alayam V'shiranu Lecha. And we sang to you. So you're right. You have to say you have to say a lot of times. Sometimes, you know, if a person doesn't concentrate during Emes V'Yatzav or during Emes V'Emunah or the last pasuk of Kriyat Shema, it's kedai afterwards just to repeat a pasuk of Kriyat Shema with kavana. It doesn't have to be any pasuk. You could say this: Hashem, thank you for taking us out of Mitzrayim, because you have to mention Yitzhak Mitzrayim by day and by night, and this you should have kavana for, but you don't have to have specifically any specific pasuk. So you could say the parasha of Shema, you could say Emes V'Yatzav. And if you spaced out during both of them, so after Shemana Esrei, just say, Hashem, thanks for taking us out of Mitzrayim. That's basically what the Gemara is saying. That you don't have to say Emes, he's passing, if you don't say the third parasha of Kriyat Shema, you don't have to say Emes V'Emunah. You don't have Yitzias Mitzrayim, so just say thank you, Hashem, for taking us out of Mitzrayim. And again, right, the minds of Klal Yisrael was already mekabel upon themselves to daven Ma'ariv, so that included the parasha of Emes. No, we do not paskin like this last gemara. Am Rabbi Yishuv ben Karcha lama kadma parasha Shema. So in the Mishnah, it says that parasha Shema preceded Vahayim Shemaya. Vayomer preceded Vahayim Shemaya because Shema had in it the brachos, the fact that you're mekabel upon yourself O Malchu Shemayim before you're mekabel upon yourself an O Mitzvahs. Tanya, we have a brice which says a different reason. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai Omer, b'din hu sheyaktim shema v'hayam shemaya. It's logical, and the halacha should be that you should precede shema and vohavta to the parasha of v'hayam shemaya. Why? Shezel lilmoid, v'zel lilamid. The parasha of shema contains the halachas about learning, but the halachas v'hayam shemaya contains the halachas of teaching. So first you got to learn, and then you can teach. So it says, and you should speak into it. You should speak about Torah. So it has learning in it. And the next one says, you should teach your children. Oh, that's the question. You should teach your children when you sit in your house. So when you're sitting in your house, you should teach your children. You should teach your children to speak in Torah b'shiv techa when you sit in your house. It doesn't say when they're sitting and when they're on the derech. The words don't read. Bishlam in the first parasha says v'dibartabam, you should learn in Torah whether you're sitting in your house, whether you're on the way, whether you're going to sleep, whether you're getting up. But over here it says v'shinantam l'vanecha v'dibartabam. That was the question. It was a great part. V'dibartabam espanechem, you should teach your children to speak into it when you're sitting in your house. Okay, that was the question. Al kol panim, the first parasha says the words that you should learn it. V'dibartabam, it talks about learning. The second parasha talks about teaching. And it says, you should teach your kids. And this talks about teaching. And the third parasha talks about doing the mitzvah of tzitzis. The Gemara says, the first parasha also, it only has learning. It doesn't have lilamed. It does. It says, v'shinantam levanecha, you should teach your kids. And also it says, ukshartam oisam, you should tie on tefillin. V'shinantam, ukshartam, uksavtam. Of course it has teaching and doing mitzvahs as well. V'su, and second of all, v'hayam shemaya, it only has teaching, lilamed hu de'izbe, v'lasis lesbe. It doesn't have halachas about... It doesn't say in the second parasha about learning. It does say teaching, but it doesn't say learning. Okay, but it doesn't have doing. Sure, it does. It talks about tying on the tefillin and things like that. The reason why we do the first parasha first is because it has all three. B'din u'shitakdem shema levahayim shemaya shezeh lilmoid has learning, v'dibartabam ulalamed v'shinantam levanecha v'lasos u'kshartam u'ksavtem. V'hayam shemay levayomer, because shezeh yesh ba lilamed, it says v'limadatem oisam es b'neichem. V'lasis ukshartem uksavtem. And vayomer ain ba elalasis bilvad. Vayomer only has, doesn't have about Torah, it only has about mitzvahs tzitzis. The Gemara says v'tepek lemed Rabbi Yishuv ben Karcha. Why doesn't Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai go with the reasoning of our Mishnah from Rabbi Yishuv ben Karcha that this is olma chashemayim and that's all mitzvahs? And the Gemara says chadav ha'oid kamar. is two reasons. Chada, that's one reason. But he's giving a second reason. Come on. He's adding on to the Mishnah. He's saying another reason. First of all, like Rabbi Shimon ben Karcha said in our Mishnah, because you should first do Olmat Hashemayim and then Olmitzvahs. And also, I'm telling you a different reason. This one has, this Vahavta is chock full of stuff. It's got teaching, learning, mitzvahs. That one only has teaching and mitzvahs, and then it's only mitzvahs. All right, let's go on. Rav used to mush yodei. He used to wash his hands b'kara kriya shema, and then he used to read kriya shema. V'anach tefillin. Then he put on the tefillin v'tzali, and then he davened. It's mashma. He put on the tefillin after he read kriya shema. The Gemara says v'hechi avidachi. How is that mutter? V'hatanya. And the Gemara is going to quote a brisa which really has nothing to do with what we need, but what we see from there is that when reading kriya shema, you should put tefillin on first. Hachoyfer kuch lameis bekever. The way they used to have dead bodies, in the way they used to put them, is actually they just started doing this now in Har Menuchas, is they used to have a long hallway with the dead bodies on levels in the ground, and they used to have like 1, 2, 3, 4, and they just started doing it in Har Menuchas now because they ran out of space. So back in, they did it, you know, burial like the ancient times. So it was like they put the body in sideways like that into the ground. So that's called a kuch. So that's neither here nor there. That's just what it is. Hachay for kuch lemeis. If somebody's digging out a kuch for a mace, so basically the point is that he is in middle of work. He's in middle of a mitzvah. Pater mikriya shema. He's pater mikriya shema. Umin atfila and from davening umin atfilin and from tefillin umikal mitzvah samuris b'tera and any mitzvah. He gives my kriya shema. The brisa finishes off though. But once kriya shema comes, oila he should go out of the kever from what he was digging. V'noitel yodav he should wash his hands. Umin niach tefillin he should put on tefillin. And this is what the underline for us is. Uvikayu kriya shema and then rekriya shema umispalal and daven. So first the Gemara clarifies. I thought you told me he doesn't have to do that. Hagufa kasha, reisha amar pater v'seifa amar chayiv. The reisha says you're pater from tefillah, and the seifa says you're chayiv. The Gemara says halay kasha, seifa betray. The seifa is talking about where there are two people. So somebody took over your job. Somebody else has the shovel, and now he's working. The reisha is talking about bechad, where there's only one undertaker there. So mikol makom kasha l'rav. The Gemara says, but okay, so that's how we understood the brisa. The brisa is talking about where you have somebody else taking over your job. But what we see is that kriya shema comes first. The tefillin comes first. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Have a great Shabbos.